T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. As the pandemic and social unrest continue to grip America, communities across the country have implemented social distancing and stay-at-home orders while every effort is made to find a medical solution to the pandemic. But based on the rapid rise in gun purchases across the nation, it appears that Americans are worried about more than just the deadly virus. On the line with me is Daron Kemple, founder and CEO of Bond, a pioneering personal security platform. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Vicki.
Daron, tell us about Bond. What is it and how is it unique?
Great. So we started Bond 3.5 years ago in 2017, understanding that we live in a wonderful and safe country whereby anyone can dial 911, and if in a state of emergency, he or she will be helped. However, if an individual is in a situation that is uncomfortable, maybe even scary, but that is not initially a 911, then there is no solution. For example, walking alone at night. 45% of American women, 27% of American men say that they do not feel safe walking alone at night. And this is not, Vicki, in 2020. This is in general, 2019. Similarly, walking to a car in a parking garage can be very uncomfortable. Now, the risks don't distribute themselves evenly across the genders, but I'll continue describing everything in a general neutral manner. It's also very uncomfortable for people to be in ride-sharing vehicles. 10% of the calls into our command centers, Vicki, are from people in ride-sharing vehicles. They're not being attacked. They just are not comfortable. They want somebody by their side. Similarly, receiving delivery or being the delivery person could be uncomfortable because whenever we encounter strangers with nobody around, we are naturally a little uncomfortable. And the last category has to do with our children. When they're not under our immediate supervision, we wish that somebody trusted and competent will be available to them. So we established Bond 3.5 years ago in order to address all of those situations that many of us and people whom we love face routinely and do not have a programmatic solution for.
So how does it work?
So we established a platform that anchors, perhaps surprisingly, on 24/7 Bond personal security agents whom we recruit, we background check, and we train. We need to train them over a month in order for them to be our security agents. They're located in our command centers, and they're available within seconds via the Bond app. So our members, now about 150,000 members across the United States, we launched operations earlier this year, 150,000 people have downloaded the app either on the Apple App Store or the Google Play. And via the app, they either have access to our security agents within seconds. They can get them on video. Now the security agent can look around, keep an eye on the member. But also, and some members have used that, is pointed the camera towards a stranger who was approaching them, supposedly with bad intentions. And then the agent would politely say, let's assume that the approaching stranger is a man. The agent would say to the man, sir, this is a live video recorded session. I'm a security agent of the firm Bond. Please do not approach the lady or the gentleman. And this has worked outdoors. It also worked indoors. There are many other services that don't necessarily rely on active dialogue with the security agents where we monitor people on their request or demand. For example, there's a service called Track Me On The Go. You enter your location and destination. You tell us what is your mode of transportation. Are you going to be walking, driving? Maybe you're in ride-sharing vehicle. And we monitor your transition from point A to point B. And if we see that something is strange, for instance, you said you'd be walking, but we now see that you're in a car, we would worry. We would reach out to you to make sure that you're okay. If you don't respond, we'll reach out to your contacts. If they don't respond or can't help us understand what's going on, we're going to reach out and orchestrate help by the authorities, who, by the way, have been great. We've helped people in more than 40,000 cases. Most of them routine, Vicky. People just wanted to feel more comfortable, but some of them quite severe, such as sexual violence, other types of violence, domestic violence, medical emergencies, etc. Another service that is used a lot by people is called security check. For example, if you're a real estate broker, sometimes you show apartments to people you don't know. That can make you feel uncomfortable. You push that particular button and you say, hey, Bond, check on me in 15 minutes. If I don't respond, here's the phone number of the door person. And we would check on her or on him at that particular time. People also ask us to check on their loved ones. In addition, in severe situations, as I said, we reach out to 911 and we orchestrate the help from the authorities. And the fact that we know who the members are, we maintain their privacy completely, of course, but that allows us to tell, say, the police or medics, this is the individual, this is what he or she looks like, this is the color of their shirt. We are by their side when the police arrives, and we help harmonize that interaction, which is sometimes stressful for everybody involved. Lastly, across those 15 different services that we offer, but I'm just giving you some examples, Vicky, we offer bodyguards on demand. So we were surprised that a lot of our members have reached out and said, hey, can you also help me with a bodyguard? We thought that not everybody needs a bodyguard, but we were mistaken. And think about black car limousines before Uber. If you wanted one, you typically had to order it a day in advance and commit to 4 hours and pay accordingly. And now it's very easy to get a car on Uber or Lyft. We do the same thing with bodyguards. The bodyguards that we avail to our members are certified, licensed in the state in which they operate. They're typically former U.S. Secret Service professionals or former police officers or former military. They're qualified. And based on the request of our members, say two couples are going out, they want a bodyguard by their side. They need to tell us if they want the bodyguard to be armed or not, female or male. And we organize for that bodyguard to arrive. And during the course of that particular session, since our members have our app on their phone, and since the bodyguard also has our app on their phone, we can oversee the job, make sure that everybody feels comfortable and is safer. So that's the app platform, and it combines technology and human operational excellence. Our security agents are in our command centers in the East Coast, in the West Coast. Our members are all over the United States, and they include consumers like you and I or corporations or institutions who've decided to provide this valuable service to their employees, because all of us want our employees to feel more comfortable, and these days people perhaps don't feel that comfortable.
I'm speaking with Daron Kemple, founder and CEO of Bond, a pioneering personal security platform. And as a female who often leaves work late at night when I am the only person in the building, I can't tell you how many times I have called a friend and I have said, just stay on the line with me until I get to my car. What does this cost?
Can I just address your prior example, which is very important?
Absolutely.
So oftentimes we reach out to people whom we love, brothers, sisters, parents, sons, daughters, and we tell them, hey, I'm just walking here outdoors. Do you mind either being aware or checking on me, etc.? But what people don't realize is that there are over 6,000 911 locations in the U.S. Each one of them is responsible for a specific zone. So even if my mother knows that I'm walking alone in a different city, if she's going to dial 911, she's going to get her 911, not my 911. And how exactly is she equipped to help me if something happens? Our professional security agents know exactly the location of the members and can help orchestrate the help of the authorities. Point number one. With regard to your question, for $10 per month, all the Bond services are available to our members. Should they want a bodyguard, or if they ask us to send a car to pick them up, or if they want to use our telemedicine services, or roadside assistance. All of those are situations in which people sometimes want to feel more comfortable and want us to help. That requires additional expense or additional pay, because we need to orchestrate third-party providers. But in general, all of the services, all the monitoring, access to our security agents, $10 per month, And of course, there's a discount for more than 50% of our members who choose the yearly plan over the monthly plan.
Who are the customers of Bond?
Interestingly, it is spread evenly across the United States. There are probably about 10,000 of our members, as we call them, in the San Diego area. About 63% are women, 37% are men, but that is despite the fact that we've been marketing mainly to women, and we were surprised that men get on the service as well. The age demographic starts from teens, but we require teens to get permission from their parents in order to use the service, all the way to people who are in their 80s, across different ethnicities and religions. We also help some communities who've decided to make the Bond services available to their members, so pretty much everybody.
What are some of the extreme or interesting situations that Bond has helped people with?
So one situation is a person walking outdoors and is being threatened by an individual and pushes a button that is called Video Monitor Me. And as soon as that button is pushed, a security agent appears within seconds on the screen of the individual and then typically suggests to the individual to keep walking. But if the stranger gets too close, we would typically recommend to the individual to have us speak with the approaching stranger, which we would do extremely politely because nothing has happened. We're just saying, hey, sir, this is a video recorded call. I'm a security agent of the firm Bond. Please do not approach the individual. And we've had cases where we discourage people away. There have been cases where a woman was in an Airbnb. She reached out to us via chat that allows people to conceal the fact that they need help and told us that she is under duress. She was not alone in that location. The security agent suggests to her to switch to audio so we can hear live that she's okay, because chat is intermittent, or as people say, asynchronous. Now we switch to audio. We can hear the woman and everything that is going on around her. We are muted so we don't expose the fact that we are listening in. In parallel, we reach out to the police. We give them the exact coordinates and we coordinate their arrival to that particular location. Good ending. Another scenario is a woman now in a car. She reaches out via chat. Similar scenario, she feels at risk. Again, same pattern. Security agent switches her to audio while remaining muted and orchestrates a police search and rescue because the car is moving across three different 911 zones until a police car that is associated with the third zone rendezvous with that particular car and helps the woman. There are other cases of domestic violence where we intervened. This is typically a very sensitive situation. And there was a case where somebody had a medical emergency. There's a button on the app that is called Ready an Agent. If you push that button, the screen goes blue, and all you need to do is rest your finger on the screen. The second that your finger rests on the screen, that alerts one of our security agents to be on alert, but to not reach out to you because you just want us on alert or on standby. We're ready now. Now, in one of those situations, one of our members collapsed, and the member collapsed outdoors. The security agent then awaits for the member who releases the finger to enter a passcode, but this member is unconscious, so the member doesn't enter the passcode. If a passcode is not entered, our security agent appears on video to see what's going on. In this case, the security agent sees the sky because the member has collapsed. Our security agent reads the notes, sees that the member has a certain medical condition. I'm not going to be precise in order not to reveal private information. Reaches out to 911 and orchestrates the arrival of medics to that particular location outdoors and help that particular member. So those are just situations where our members have been in harm's way. In most cases, the situations don't get to that level of severity that has us orchestrate 911, but still people want us by their side as they walk to or from the car in the parking garage when a delivery person arrives. Sometimes the delivery person herself or himself wants us by their side, and I say by their side metaphorically. But there are also situations where members use our bodyguards in various situations, including when I think about unique situations, a family that is going to some event in a city that they don't know, and we have a bodyguard with them throughout that particular event, or even a parent who requests a bodyguard during an exchange of custody of a child between the parents who are now not together. But basically, we're making bodyguards very affordable. At $50, you get a bodyguard who's highly qualified for an hour, which makes it very appealing to people to use it in circumstances whereby before bond, they did not have that option. Another example, Vicky, a lot of merchants clear cash out of their store at the end of the day. And not everybody can afford using a firm like Brinks that brings an armed car to pick up the cash. And a lot of people are now reaching out to us and they want a bodyguard available to them for 30 minutes or 60 minutes in the store as they lock up, as they take the cash and take it either home or to their car, etc.
I'm speaking with Jeron Campbell, founder and CEO of Bond, a pioneering personal security platform. Jeron, you briefly touched on this earlier, but what is the difference between Bond and calling 911?
So 911 is an excellent service, and we're fortunate to have it in this country. There are countries that don't have 911, and anyone can call 911 if it is an emergency. But there are about 240 million calls to 911 in a normal year. 2020 is not a normal year. And most of those calls are not emergencies, so the 911 dispatchers need to drop those calls. But what that tells us is that there is a need for a service where we help people before something becomes an emergency. For example, walking alone at night, walking to the car in the parking garage, or encountering strangers, or wanting somebody to keep an eye on our children when we're busy. Bond is a platform that addresses this personal security gap below the 911 line. Now, should the situation escalate, and in some cases they do, we work harmoniously with 911 in order to orchestrate help with the authorities. Now, there are various cases where some Americans prefer us to be involved when they reach out to the police because we offer the police or the medics situational awareness. Think about it. If you're a police officer, you get a call and somebody tells you, look, there's domestic violence in address ABC. You're now driving to that location. You're probably concerned yourself. I might even say maybe you're afraid because you want to have dinner with your family in this evening. And you don't have any information about that situation. You don't know if somebody's armed. What do people look like? What does the victim look like? What is she or he wearing? Sorry for being gender neutral, but 90% of domestic violence cases are associated with a survivor who is a woman. So I'm just choosing my words carefully here. So we offer this assistance, this peace of mind to anybody well before something turns into an emergency. Now let's put things in perspective. If I'm walking alone at night and I feel uncomfortable, that's not an emergency. I should not be calling 911. Now let's assume that somebody's walking behind me. I feel even less comfortable now, but it's still not an emergency. I should not be calling 911. At some point in time, that individual is just too close to me. Let's assume that that individual is now 10 yards away. Now I am calling 911, but do you know how long it takes for that person to close this 10-yard distance on me? 3 seconds, 21, 22, 23. I will not complete the call. And in most cities in the United States, it would take more than 10 minutes. In Dallas, for example, 24 minutes on average for 911 to send the police. So what we offer is preventative security. 911 is reactive security. When it's an emergency, you call 911, they will help you. But in many cases, we want preventative security. We want Bond, as in our Bond, keeping an eye on me or on people whom we love, such that when we detect a risk, we already take action and we're a step ahead. Just like wearing a safety belt in the car. You don't put it on when you start to brake. You put it on when you start to drive. It's a preventative measure. This is the personal security gap that we offer people in the United States.
Where can people go to get more information, or if they decide to download the app, what should they search for in their app store?
Thank you. So basically, you go to the App Store or Google Play and you enter Bond Security, or Our Bond, that's the full name of the company, Personal Security. You can download the app. And what I recommend to people is twofold. Number one is Think about all the services, familiarize yourself with them, and check how they might fit people around you, not only you, but people whom you love. If you decide that this is the right service for you and people whom you love, the key is not to tell them that they need it in order to be safer, but tell them, let's all do it because we all should be safer. And for $10 per month, why not do that? We have insurance. We wear safety belts. Why not feel and be more safer by having a service such as that by our side, metaphorically, of course.
Bond sounds like a really great service. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Vicky. Happy 2021.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.